Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
Hey guys, welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. I'm not going to prolong the time. Pretty much on, let's see here. We're going to open up some lines here early. Marvin, I think we got your line open.
What's going on, fella?
Hey, what's going on with you, man?
I can't call it on this crazy road on my way to Pensacola.
Oh, okay.
Everybody
can't
one of them old slow
trucks out there. We got two more lines we're going and open as well. We got 5675. Your line is open.
What's going on, Chris? It's Dip right here. How's it going?
Oh, it's going, man.
Yeah, man. Y'all ain't got kids all on there yet, is it?
Man. I think we may love him, man.
Not yet, man.
All right, well, go ahead and open up your neck line. That's probably going to be Shine, so he probably going to be your neck line to open up.
Let's see here.
Get him on in there.
All right. So we got two lines open. I mean, the 3469 and the 5675, so. All right.
No, the next line probably going to be Shine.
That may be Shine. Eugene got his line open.
Yeah. You got me open?
Yeah, you open.
There you go.
All right. What up, Chris? What's going on, y'all?
I can't call it, man.
Oh, me either, man. I swear I can't call it either. What's on the menu for today? What are we serving?
Man, let's see. Well, we got Eugene. I ain't had your line open. What you open now, Eugene?
What's going on, fella?
Hey, nothing, Marvin. How are you?
I'm all right. How was you? How about yourself, man?
I'm good, man. I'm back off that water now, so I'm good.
Oh, I know that's right.
I started off to ask you all, man. Anything locked in for this weekend? Like anybody talking about any racing this weekend?
I
guess not. We'll move on to the September month then, man. I see everybody must be talking about this Alabama race in.
Talking about that Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that the young lady came on talking about.
I heard they got quite a few races like that, though, now.
Mm-hmm. They probably do.
So I guess they just kind of quiet, you know.
I know. Yeah. Man, we got several more lines open up since then. Let me open them up. 4521.
There we go.
Your line is open.
What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much, can't call it.
Okay. Yeah, there's that. And we got one more, guys, we're going to open up on 8859. Your line is open.
Go ahead, please.
8859, your line is open.
Huh?
Well, I got
the music
on. What are you doing now?
Go ahead. My text, man. Go ahead.
85. Your line is open, man. All right.
Yeah. What happened? Yeah, anybody on
that? No, everybody's still on.
Oh, somebody had music playing in the background.
It was. That caller had just pressed in. The one for the last time. Yeah, we had the background. Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Man, I swear.
What's the floor on, Sam?
We need Kilon to come on here, man, because hell, we still don't hear from last week, so waiting on him to call us back.
Waiting on him to get out of church.
Yeah, we waiting on him to call us back, right. The pastor must got him in the face, man.
He's still in church, man. He's still in church.
I see. He's still in church. Man, well, what kind of church he? Well, I wonder what's the name of that church. Make sure I don't know that one.
In Huntsville. I know why you went down there, because everybody down there is over 55 years old racing down there. That's why you went back down there, man.
Okay.
And Eugene, you ain't nothing but a dude boy. You ain't got no motorcycle. You ain't got none of them pop bottles on. Eugene, why would you call me from a block number? Be a man and call me straight through. Don't be no coward.
Call you from a block number.
God damn.
Hold
on. Don't call me from a block number. You call me from a block number.
Listen to this.
You know why I know you call me from a block number? Because you can't see with them goddamn coke bottles on. That's why I know you call me from a block number.
Listen, now if you want to lie, you can go ahead on and lie. Now, what? Tell me this. What reason would I even have to call you?
Shane gave you my number, and just like you was a flunk, and you come out of you.
That don't matter, you dream fool.
Listen, you bum.
You see what I'm talking about?
Why was you down there with them old folks, Shane? You and Eugene all the same.
Hey, look here, man. Stop lying on the Bible in the churches. Stop doing
Shine,
that.
Shine, I go to church, boy. You can't even spell church. I know you don't go, and listen at your ringtone, all that cussing you be doing, man. You all
okay,
stop
well,
this, man.
That's good.
Shine, you all stop this. You know what?
Hold on, one person at a time. Why are you down there with them old people, Shine?
Why is he down there, Chris? Ask him that. Why is he down there with them old people?
Before y'all get into that, we got two more callers here to chime in. Let me open up these lines. We got 9499. Your line is open.
Y'all asked about what Kizai is talking about. Y'all got him.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, guys, we got Antonio on the phone, too, man.
Hey, kids, you're doing all that damn talking. I want to know why in the fuck you went down there after you lost all that shit without a mic.
Hey, because I'm 36 and I do what I want to do, boy. That's why, because I do what I want to do, boy. I want to know, Eugene, why don't you have a motorcycle and you up there co-signing for the Shine? You need to be worried about Katrina, boy.
You need to be worried about Katrina.
You got what?
I got a little hurt, like you stuff. I will run you anytime, any place.
You got a what?
You feel me?
You got a hot pussy here, put on your ass. Eugene, can you ride the bike?
Have you seen me get out of the track on my bike?
That's what I'm asking you, son. You said I don't own that, so I told you I got to earn it, so I'll put on you anytime you want to.
Now, when you want to.
Eugene, I want to run you. I want to race you,
okay.
But you run your mouth.
I said I want to run you.
I want to run you. You be on here running your mouth.
He's hoping somebody put him on a bike.
Eugene, I want to run you on a 64-inch bike, Eugene. You need to stay off this site, then. You don't race and you don't ride no motorcycle. So you need to shut up, man. Shut him out. I tell you what you do.
Since you so mad at Shine, you can ride if you want to ride and beat him. Nah, how about that?
No, Eugene, how about this? Hold up, bum. You get on the bike first, and I turn right around and run Shine. Same way. Hang him up, Chris. He's taking up the whole show. I ain't going nowhere.
Hey, I just took a hand whooping last Sunday. I ain't going to two years. Bring your ass to Alabama. You got the fucking break.
Hey, Eugene. Y'all always got to import somebody with me. Why y'all can't do it? Why Eugene and Shine can't do it? Because they too old.
Eugene talking to you.
Well, when I pull your chain, you bought. When
I
pull your chain,
whoever
this is talking, when I pull your chain, you bought, son. I ain't talking to you, so shut up, boy. You shut up talking. You shut up talking while I'm talking.
Hey,
I'm talking to these two balls.
Ain't no sense in you worrying about it, Antonio, because he ain't under the hood.
Shan don't have no bike to ride.
What's your 5 head?
I'm talking about your own.
What's your 5 head?
You don't know what I got on. You don't know what I got.
You don't have no bike, man.
What I got? You ain't no racist.
You ain't got no bike?
Son, get your own bike and sit down with me like a man.
I got my own bike.
Get your own. No, you don't. No, you don't. You had the private bike.
You ain't got a bike.
What kind of bike you got?
Get your own bike. Get your own bike.
You got
a VX10.
I got a bike. I got a bike. I'm an owner. I run your kids on. And I'm 235.
Who is this?
You somebody that want to race you?
You 235?
I'm 245.
You know what? You got the back time, man.
Hey, I want to run you.
I want to run you. You 245 pounds. I don't want to run you. Hey, I want to run you.
Hey, I got the back time, right?
If you got your own bike, man,
I got my own bike.
Since you 245 pounds, I got to give you the back time. Now, do you want to, I don't particularly race at this track, but I run you on the street. You got the back down on the gate. I do.
No, we got the track.
Oh, you at the track? Well, hold up. How about this? Hold up. If I run you at the track, will you turn around and run me on the street then?
I ain't got nothing for the street.
Huh?
I ain't got nothing for the street.
No, you say you got a 64-inch bike? You got a track bike that's some
64 inches. I didn't say 64 inches.
How long is your bike? My bike is 64 inches.
You asked me how long my bike was. You told me you gave me the back tire, so it's locked, right?
I'm trying to lock in a good racer. Don't be ignorant like Shan and Eugene, man.
I can't, you're racing. It don't matter. I'm locked in. Hold up, man.
Let me tell you something. You can tell. You can tell Eugene, though. Look at his name. Eugene. That's an old-ass name.
I'm 78.
Man, listen,
I'm talking to the owner of the bike. How long is your bike, man?
It's 78.
Hey, man, you wasting your time.
Hey, bro, how long is your bike, man? I'm talking to the owner of the bike. How long is your bike, man?
No, it ain't yours.
Hold up, bro. I can't do nothing with you 7 inches. I just asked you, could I get on turbo? You said no.
I don't want it.
Hold up. You come to the street with your bike at 7 inches, and you still got the back tire. You come to the street and run you on my bike.
Man, get off the radio.
I'm riding my bike now. You just said
that's the track.
Go get on your knees and hit someone praying,
either. Hey, Shane. Shane, let me tell you something. You pitiful, man. That's why you ain't riding none today.
Go get on your knees and hit someone praying, either.
Shine, you's a real pitiful old man, man. Old ass man. You know what you need to do? Shine, racing back in the 600 class, man. 600.
Hold on one second. We got another caller here. 111 number. Your line is open.
Hey, Kizar.
Yeah.
Hey, leave my homeboy alone. Leave Eugene alone, man. Stop picking on that dude.
Man, listen, Eugene picking on me. I'm going to get him above me.
No, man, Eugene is here. Leave the man alone, my homeboy. Leave him alone.
Well, you better tell him. That's the only I'm going to spare him because of you.
Eugene, you got to say, you got a free pass, boy.
Cause I was gonna blast you, boy. You got a free pass. You better think, comrade.
Eugene don't race, bro. He don't race. Can't leave. Well, hey,
but hold up, Eugene be on here talking like he raced.
Kids
off,
right? Kids off. He don't race. Shit. Kids off.
I tell you what, this is what we're going to do, Kills Off. Hold on, I'm going to break you up today. This is what we're going to do right now. I'm going to break you up today.
Hey, Eugene, he's going to learn today.
Look, hold on. Kills Off, since you talking all that noise, I called you with a blocked number. But that would be crazy for me to call you with a blocked number and then still
talk to you. Eugene, Conrad just told you to let you make it, man. So you need to be quiet.
You need to be quiet. I don't own no bike, so here's what I'm going to do for you. You got the back tie with my street side bike.
Eugene, are you riding your bike?
Eugene, first you said I ain't on no bike, so then that was your story. Now you got the back tie. You got the back tie.
Eugene, I done spared you, man. So I'm gonna leave you alone now. Don't let you get back on.
He got the back tie.
Hey,
Eugene. Hey, Shan, I know why you're taking up for Eugene. We know why. We know why you're taking up.
All right,
but
yeah,
I hope they do. I hope they do.
You come on here. Hold on, Chris. He come on here loud on me and said, I called
up,
with a blocked number. Now you can get your issue.
You did it, Eugene.
Now we on the phone, so you ain't got to say nothing. Now, here you go. We on the phone. You still got the back time. Now, say when. You got that man mad at me just as I asked the man to go lock in the bed with you and him. Been mad ever since.
Hey, Eugene, I ain't mad because Shan don't have nothing. And you 51.
He had something for you that day.
Yeah, so you know, he had the universal symptoms.
Yeah, that's
Kizar
following
right there
on that door.
Yeah, he in the universal circle. He's
supposed to
be right now.
He's supposed to be going to church.
Yeah, he
had practice.
He's supposed
to be going to church.
Yeah, he had practice. You know, he can walk the ball down with his mouth. He had practice right now. Yeah, that's what he
hey,
is. Shan,
I'm going to go in 15 minutes. Shan, you the only monk on this phone. You the only little monkey, man.
Look, we got another caller,
Shan,
guys. Hold on one second.
Old and washed up. Shan, old and washed up.
Hold on, guys. We got 4081, man. Your line is open.
The square root of 1 is 1, and the square root of 4 is 2. The square root of 2 can't be 2. It's a number that you can't see, or the number that's
okay.
1 plus 1,000 other numbers. Let's keep repeating.
Okay, once you press in on it,
that's it.
Only perfect squares can be rational.
Oh. Okay.
What's a perfect square?
Shan,
hey,
with his old lady.
You know what, kid? Man, they ain't even hard with you no more, man. Now, this is a lost cause, man. You ain't going to race. But who gives a fuck what you say?
Hold on one second.
Let
me see if I can find where this background noise is coming from.
Somebody got
there giving their kids a lesson or something.
54. 81,
Shan, that was the man that you be talking to. He got him out. I got him fixed now. All right, we got another caller here, guys. Hold on one second. 6661.
Square room.
Your line is open.
Yo, what's
up? He's still on the phone.
Hey, what's going on?
I need everybody to listen to this message, man. I'm just a messenger. Somebody wanted to know. And this person asked me this yesterday. He said, why them guys out there up north all over got them long-ass, flat, slick pipes from Texas to everywhere and don't have enough horsepower to drag their old ass down the
side? Does not stop.
So, in other words, 77, 78, 80, 82, he got a 75-inch boozer, and he said he'll run any bike in the country. And we just wonder why they're putting them bikes so long, and they don't have no horsepower to drag their own ass down the track. We're trying to figure that out.
It's
like a fashion show, man. One do it, all of them want to do it.
And the bike don't have to be that long. This man got a 75-inch bike, and he getting sick of the game. He said he's about to build a street car. Motherfucker scared to run his flat slick.
Who is it? I told him I'll pass the message. Man, call his name. Who is it? It's not important who it is. Just let him know what he's saying. It's not important.
Exactly.
He said
he don't ask how long a person's bike is, whether they got cut seat rails, this and that. He said the game getting twisted. Everybody want to know what the other bike looks like. If you got an outlaw grunt bike, that's what it is. It's an outlaw grudge fight.
That is correct.
If they want to win some money, they got to do nothing but put the bomb on it. Because he going to lose. They want to win, put the bomb on it.
Yeah.
Put the bomb shine on it. He ain't going to win. I wouldn't let Keith Shine Dennis ride my stick horse, man.
I ain't gonna show up in no way. Let him ride your what, kid?
I wouldn't let him ride my stick horse, man. I wouldn't let him lay a leg over my stick horse, man. Shine is washed up, man. And all them Sean ass kissers, I'm gonna get them when they come to Memphis. I got a surprise for y'all, boy.
You ain't proud of
y'all.
Yeah, you're going to leave your pocket home. That's a surprise.
You're going to leave your pocket
home.
Chris, Sean and Eugene gonna start the granddaddy grandpa grudge races.
Yeah, we'll
be all there. 66.
Yeah.
Hey,
get on the church. Get on the church.
Get on
the church so they put some of that oil on your five head.
Look at that. Look at that. Here he go, man. Here he go.
We're playing with the church. Let him go on.
I understand. Let's see. I'm trying to see if there was anybody else on, but it wasn't.
I'm trying to start that shit. That nigga said not going to 8:25. What the hell?
He want to go over there and pray, though, man. So y'all don't talk him back
up. Hey, man. Hey, a lot don't care who said it.
Hey, man. He gonna have a surprise for me when I get the map. I'm gonna bring me an auto mechanic to get that goddamn dent out that car for him.
Chris, this is another thing he wanted me to mention too. He said, man, people be talking about locking up races, this and that. He said, if you have to track with your bike and your bike's supposed to be fast and it's a flat slick outlaw, he said the only thing difference between outlaw bikes that'll make you not run an outlaw bike should be wheelie bars. If a person got wheelie bars, then that's, you know what I'm saying, that's out of bounds. But he's saying if he has to track and he said that'll pass 14 or anything at the track, and he don't see why you can't just say, man, you want to try something today, and if you got a real chance, if your camp is tight, your camp is put in and cover the goddamn spot. But it's just shit is all messed up out here right now. You got 20 people behind you until you time to the race, and then ain't nobody going in their pocket. Then you don't have no real camp. If they ain't gonna come up with a few nickels, you know, put something together. I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? So with all that being said, though, Chris, this person wants to know if old Buck going to bring Kingpin back out and hoping they can lock something in on the 25th. What?
Wow. Let's see here.
Anybody. Now, any bike at the track, you know, the man just won't run his bike. And he said he's tired of running through camps and cleaning people out. He won't run, you know, other people, you know.
Now, hold on. This in the end right now.
Huh?
Mayo.
Yo.
Stay in your lane.
I'm quoting somebody now. I was on the call.
No. You might be quoting Paul or something. I said you're lying.
I'm quoting who? Hey, this man said, come on to Memphis or wherever he's trying to run his bike. 75-inch flat slip. And the thing is this, if we got outlaw bikes out there, who cares how long the bike is? He said he don't care if that bike 80 inches, 82 inches, or whatever. That's exactly what he said. Now, hey, it is what it is. If you got some nuts, come to the track with a flat slit, and you'll see who I'm talking about. But just be ready to race. As he said, he'll race any bike in the country. That's all I know. That's all I know. And look, I ain't speaking about me because I don't have a flat split. So it's coming from somebody else, but it is what it is.
That ain't hard to figure out who it is.
Well, and you might be right. But at the end of the day, the man got a point, because I'm going to be honest with you. If you got a fast bike and he got a fast bike, ain't no guarantee his bike going to win, ain't no guarantee your bike going to win. At the end of the day, ain't no goddamn guarantee in grudge racing. Chris, am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
All the guarantee in grudge racing, somebody going to take a hand
whoop. That's all that's guaranteed. Ain't none guaranteed in grudge racing. But we were just talking honestly, and we started laughing because he was like, "Man, the motherfucker putting that bike so long, they came and dragged their own ass down the track." And he said, "My bike had about 75 inches, and I don't care how long the bike's off." He said, "But motherfuckers don't want to race no more. You know, motherfuckers say they're going to race, all that locking and shit, just come to the track, and we race." You got 10 fast flat slicks at the track? Let's do something. You know, because when people lock in, people be anticipating the race, and then when it don't happen, people be disappointed. He said he'd rather go to the track. If the track working, let's race somebody out here, somebody who got a fast bike. So, you know, it is what it is. But I don't know, you know, because this man ain't about to. He said he about to build a street car fight. I lied. Shy. That motherfucker said he about to build a street car fight.
Oh, man.
Hey, Shy. You know what I told him when he said that? I said, "Well, you build a street car fight, boy, I'm going to have to get on your ass with that beat."
Damn.
If he build a street car fight.
Boy, you won't.
It's the real talk, shit. Honestly, Chris, this is a real deal, Shy. The Shy can contest to this. Man, all this shit is a hobby. Ain't nobody doing this shit for a living. Some motherfucker build a bike to have fun, try to get down the track and make a few chips if he could. But you ain't going to win them all. You ain't going to lose them all. But it's kind of frustrating, you know. Hey, you're going to build him a street car. That's what he told me.
What?
Yeah. That's what he said. He said he getting sick of it. So, hey, I kind of understand, you know, but I told him he better that street car bike, you know, he's going to have to get in that water, you know what I'm saying? He got some water in that street car world, too. They got some motherfuckers out there like me that's going to sit on side his ass, and we run all day, and then we go eat dinner after, you know what I'm saying? And talk shit, you know? It is what it is.
If everybody come down the street side and get it, it's gonna be the same way. It's just right now with six, but if everybody decides to get in the street side, it's gonna be the same thing. It's just right now because it's just fresh. We ain't nobody been fooling no street tires. So you got a couple of guys with street tires, they racing right now. But the minute everybody drop out of town and get with the street tires, they're going to turn into the same thing the big flat slick can turn into. It's just a matter of time.
Right. Hold on, guys. We got another caller, man. 6775.
What's going on, man? Right. Who the fuck are you talking about? Hey, we're wrong. Whoever the fuck it is, we're wrong. We out there swimming in that water. We ain't running from nobody.
Right. I'm gonna have to relay that message to him.
Well, hurry up and relay, goddamn it! Hurry up and do it.
Oh shit! Sound like the bait is on the hook, Chris.
Hey, I'm right here in the street.
Hey, the motherfucker was talking shit. I'm telling you, he called me yesterday with this. He told me to put it out there. So, sound like we gonna have a little something coming down.
Who is it?
Pretty soon.
Who is it? Is they on our hood or somewhere else?
That's right.
That's right.
Or whoop somebody
that's absolutely
about
right. That's right. That makes sense. In other words,
listen to me good, y'all. From now on, we just gonna look over kids out, man, because he don't know no better.
Right.
See, we get no man. Look here, I can't even get a 32-ounce Coke and a dozen of glazed donuts for whooping this dude ass, man. I can't even get that. So ain't no sense in even worrying about what he's talking about. You know, he can get in here and talk with me. That's why he focused on Eugene, because he know Eugene don't ride no bike. If Eugene had to just stop and say, okay, kids, let's lock in Memphis, me and you, he would have changed the subject.
He never ever ran and say, let's do something on the street with me.
Chris,
I'm asking something.
Alex, you got
that race locked in?
Alex, you got
that
race locked in?
No, man, I suggested them guys, why lock in a race 2 months in advance?
October 4th.
I don't know about that, but I just told him, I said, man, that's crazy, like in a race 2 months.
Anything can happen between 2 months.
Yeah, so I just told him, man, they whatever, you know, when they get closer to the race, a week or whatever, then they do what
right.
they all need to do then.
Right. Well, what about Alex Hughes? He looking for to play with somebody October 4th? Or you don't know?
I don't know yet. He had to look at his calendar or whatever, too, to see what they had going on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we'll give him a rematch.
Might luck up again. I just can't believe all the boys from Texas, they won't go in their pocket. I asked about five of them. You know, I got a few. The few side bets that I got was from haters from down here. Haters.
Yeah.
I said, I'll cover y'all bets. You know, oh, man, that GM said, yeah. I said, okay, I said, it's going to be a good race. He might get mice, but I'm a gambler. I'm either win or lose. And we locked up, you know. So we give him a rematch. We ain't gonna be like Custom Cut, race somebody that didn't run all over the place and don't want to run him again.
They told me you got on him too with a street time mic. Is that true?
I tried it.
Huh? They were telling me Shannon got on with a street time mic.
Oh, got on.
Shannon did what?
You ran Allison with a street time mic.
I ran who?
Nothing did but the 14 with him. Yeah.
No, we just made a pass. You talking about the guy had that 14 that with the 2-7 all that on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on a street bike. He was on a 14. You know, but it was like a bird bike.
Okay.
You fucked him up.
Yeah, we just made a pass. He shut down, but he was in front of me. But he shut down about the 1,000
okay.
foot somewhere. He shut down. He shut it
okay.
down.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I was on a real street bike. He was on a
yeah,
he
was on
bike.
A short wheelbase. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on a it wasn't short wheelbase. It was like 65, 64 inches, but it was mirrors, you know, up in the air, everything. Regular street pipe, all of that. Regular stock clutch, you know, he was on a good. I just making a shake. I had never rode that bike before, so I was just making a shake down. He shut down, and I went around him, and my light come on. They thought I, you know, picked him up or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it's like boxing, man. The heavyweights ain't where it's at. Look like Mayweather cleaning up out there. So, we can, you know, we got to get the heavyweights back swinging.
Say this way, too, man. I was up there at Gillum last weekend up there checking out the little test and tune section. But for anybody that has some street type bikes, man, some true street type, boy, that may be the place to be.
I think
you
know, man.
Might get caught earlier. Well, the boys love the running this street bike.
Man, what's Duval gonna do? What's Duval gonna do with that flash flick, man?
Just try to call back. You might be like, you know, try to call back.
Anybody talk to Superbone about October 4th? I said Superbone wanted to get with Mike.
He was he should be on here. Let me see. Superbone, if you're on here, press one, man.
Yeah, you know, him and Mike might talk about something, but I saw him before. All
right.
All right.
My boss ain't going to be back October 1st.
All right, Super Bowl is lying open, man. What say on Super Long?
Yo, Stu.
Yeah.
Yo, trying to see what's happening in your home track. I told before if you're going to dance with Mike, try to do something with the Bad Apple.
That can happen, but, you know, like I told Mike, man, Mike can already kind of talk on Facebook. You know, I plan on being in Baton Rouge at 27.
Yeah, I got the motor pulled. I'm getting some stuff done. I ain't going to have it finished about the set.
Oh,
okay. So we, I tell you what we probably can do something, not this weekend. I'm going to Aruba, Nick, this weekend. I got another little motor I might put on there. You want to try it all motor?
My bike all motor?
Huh?
You can run both bikes all motor. I'm trying to figure out what you're asking, Mike.
I got the motor that was on the bike is important. I got another motor I got sitting on the ship. You want to try to do something six? I can throw that little motor in there. It ain't a nitrous motor. It's a motor motor. It's an all motor. You want to do something out over there at your racetrack on September the 5th or whatever it is?
We might could do something, but I really need to get to the track myself.
We're gonna be trying something out too. We're gonna be like flipping quarts. Right, right, right. But you saying this a motorbike though, right? Well, I got a nitrous bike. That's a little bit, it ain't got but a little six mil in it. A little bit of battery. I'll wait till we get to do something.
I don't want to run handicaps.
I was just trying to see if we could have got something digital for them. The rest of my parts, they're going to be back to like the first and the second. I got to work all day on the third to get it ready for the fourth.
Okay. Well, what about Geronimo?
Huh? You want to do something with Geronimo?
Like I said, I plan on being in the 27.
Well, I'm quite sure Henry will do something with you. Henry will probably do something with you.
Oh, you coming to State Capitol or two on 27?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
No, I take that back. Henry got a wedding to go. I think he's no. I don't know if he got a wedding or not.
Hey, Mike.
No.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I think Henry out of town that week.
All right. I think one of them weekends he's going to be out of town.
He got a wedding that weekend, so I can tell you that now. No.
Come on the 27th. I know on the 4th. What about 27th?
Huh?
What about the 27th?
I think that's the weekend. That's the same weekend.
Hey, Poo-Poo. Hey, Poo-Poo.
Listen, hold on. Give me a second. I'll answer that question, please.
Yeah. Check it out for him. I tell you what, you talk to Wallace?
Who?
Tubo?
Talk to who?
You talk to Big Tuke?
Wallace. Yeah,
me and Tuke
talk all the time.
I don't know. You might be there too. Tuke might want to do something with you too.
I think he's planning on being at a super track.
Yeah. What you do?
Mike, you got the bugs out of Angola? You want to try it with Angola?
I was just asking. See what Big Truth said. Big Truth probably would try something with
it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to talk to him after the show, and I'll let you know something.
Right, right.
Well, shit, Eugene can tell you more about that. See, all you got to do is ask Eugene.
I don't know.
Hey.
What's up?
What you saying, Mike?
Pee Wee, I see you talking about Angola. I said she might be able to do something with it.
Well, that weekend, we're not gonna be in town. Henry's
okay.
Not gonna be in town either that weekend.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a bad weekend for us.
Well,
we can kill that one.
Well, Mayo, you ready to get your break back? I heard you last week.
Shit, man, look, we might do something. I'll be down there, but man, I can't sit right on side the 80-inch custom grill. You out my league.
Hold on, man. You was talking last week about people getting run backs back.
Huh?
I said you was talking last week about people getting run backs back. You know,
Exactly. Yeah, that was my. You did give me the break, and I got away with that, but that's two different bikes, right? You stuck your bike in, stuck it in, and put a street tire on it. I'll run y'all day head up.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying? That's like me asking a short wheelbase bike to race.
Hey, it's the same bike you got back. It's the same bike you got back. You didn't have no street tire on it when you got back.
Man, let me tell you something. It was low.
I'm just basing on what you said, man, on the run backs last week.
Right,
I wouldn't
right.
be saying that if you didn't say that.
Exactly. But guess what? It ain't the exact same bike either.
It is the same bike.
I'm not crazy. The only way you give a run back at any given time if it pays up racing. You understand what I'm saying? Because if not, a person can leave and modify, do something else or whatever to that bike. Now you run that bike again and want the brake, and that's a whole different bike.
The break. You had the break, man.
That's right. You did give me the break. But
I gave you the break.
I raced your race. I should have never raced that race. I sat right outside Lil Sean. Lil Sean was 80 pounds lighter than me on a bike that's 10 inches longer than me.
Oh, hold on. I'm just based on what you said, man.
Hey,
right.
Yeah, I'm just. Hey, Sue. Hey, you can get both of them bikes up there, and we'll lock that in for Memphis. You can get both. I said, you can get them both up there in Memphis. We can lock in for Memphis. We'll be off. We off that weekend.
Get both what bikes?
Geronimo and Angola.
Bad apple.
Yeah, man, you can get bad apple too.
Well, how about I pick which one I want since I got one bike and y'all got three bikes?
There you go.
You just called all of them out a minute ago.
I did not
no, I'm gonna. You know, me and him gonna do something on the floor.
Okay.
Hold up, you
did. Okay, all right, no problem. Maybe I misunderstood you.
On the floor up there in Shreveport. We gonna run him with the apple. He wants to go to the garden to eat.
He won't
go to the garden to eat. He won't pick out that tree to see what he did when she had him to bite that apple. Look at that guy messed up now. Mess with them bad apples.
Okay. All right.
That all sounds good.
I'll be there.
Hey, Subo, you ride your bike, I ride mine, and we can do that.
I don't need to ride. I didn't ride it first time y'all ran.
Huh?
I didn't ride it the first time y'all ran, did I? You saying we going heads up and I ride?
No. I sat on the side of you and you watched me leave. I mean, I was 90 pounds heavier than your rider the first race.
You just said for me to ride. I'm 280.
Because me and you about 50 pounds heavier, right?
No, we ain't 50 pounds different. I'm 280.
I'm about 215, 220 with my leathers.
Well, I'm probably 300 with my leathers on then.
Well, I tell you what I do. I put on the weight back. How about that?
No, how about we just leave together?
I come close. You got a truck seat with an outlaw bike, and I got a street car bike 69 inches.
I'm 280 pounds, 300 pounds suited, though.
Yeah, but I tell you what, the best thing to do is you get to walk a flock of little street tire bike or whoever else in your camp. Me and Buck, we cool, but I heard he got a street tire bike too or whatever, or whoever. I don't care what street tire bike you get. And I'll play with any street tire bike head up.
I mean,
that's
cool.
Yeah, we'll play it like that, too, because I'm not in your class. I ain't going to lie to you, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not there.
We'll do that October 4th. So the way I'm hearing is ain't no big bikes going to be down in Big James race. Everybody's down. Everybody's going to be out of town every time.
still on there?
Hello?
Is that the case,
Chris?
What's
that,
Sue? I said, so it's looking like ain't no big bikes going to be down to Big J's race.
I don't know, man.
Ain't nothing we can do. We already have other obligations. I mean, these guys got their family obligations that they got already.
Well,
what we can do about that?
The barber, my outside with a head to them. Might be more.
Okay, no. What's that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let me see here. 4-0. We had any more calls. So it looks like September 6th gonna be the place to be.
Well, I heard a lot of bikes gonna be out there, but that's the 8th of a mile, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
gonna be kind of hard to run them 6 feet autos at an 8th of a mile. The flat split thing.
Yeah, long shutdown.
You're talking about
the shutdown down here,
another 8 miles. Right, so if you put an eighth of a mile together, that's really a quarter mile total track.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you're going to run a 6 feet auto there. I was going to go change their gear and have the bike set for an eighth of a mile.
No.
But I don't.
Once you go through the trap, bump on through your gear.
Right, okay, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Bump on through your gear, slow it on down.
Right. Yeah, I'm not big on that. I can't handle that. That's for the pros. That's an eighth of a mile act. That's a real, real fast bike. I got to stay in my lead. Stay in my class. I try to stay in my class. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't got no class. I'm just learning shit.
Big money meal.
Shit, yeah, I got a couple of nickels in my pocket. I'm trying to turn the 2 nickels into 20 cents.
Real talk. If you run them boys in the eighth, you'll get more races than you've been getting on the way.
Yeah, I've been down. I've been banged up. I'm trying to just come back and recover and take it slow and race a few turtles. Well, they got a lot of turtles calling me out, so, you know, I'm going to take that donation. I'm thinking about changing my bike, turning it into Red Cross. Everybody, you know, they got motherfuckers going to give me some donations, so I'm going to go ahead and take it. You know, usually I don't try to race no bikes in Louisiana, but, you know, I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to
Hey, get money, man. Fans are like everybody else.
Hey, I'm hungry right now. Chris,
you hit the funny middle, huh? Hey, I'm hungry right now. I'm trying to eat.
The man say you're hungry, Chris.
Chris, I need to eat. And look, the motherfuckers already know I'm a beast, but they won't run up on with them little fucking chihuahuas. With them little Yorkies and them little chihuahuas, Chris. I'm going to eat their ass. That's all.
That's all gonna be in Alabama, them little
Yorkies,
them ankle
fighters.
So you might
want
to come on there to play with
her. Yeah, I can't mess with the eighth, man. So listen to me, I'll do an eighth of a mile race only if I can do that race with 2 races. Meaning we're gonna do 2 races in one. I'll give you a race to the eighth. Yeah, and you give my race out the back door, and that way, that's all the way I was. That way, I'm giving you what you want. And you give me what I want. I try to make it fair, you know what I'm saying? But I'm already to me, I'm already giving up power to weight ratio because I'm way heavier than most people that I race. So I figured I got to go. With shorts on and a T-shirt, I'm 196.
All right, shit, you're going to be riding a ball for 8 miles. All of that.
Yeah, that's why I'm 196. You see, my bike not tuned up, geared up, or anything for the 8. You know, I've always been a backdoor person. I'm not trying to change that setup. I just got that sucker back right. You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying, but you got a front half where you can get to that back half.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I said, I run in Memphis or whatever. Got some free time. If they stuck on 8, I'm stuck on 4. We'll do 2 races in 1. I ain't tripping.
Man,
I'm not scared of that. You know, yeah. So we'll work it out. And I can't work it out at a track that only have an 1/8 of a mile though. You know what I mean?
But I'm gonna raise your own feet and I want a T-shirt say Mayo.
Hey, hey, look, hey, you better be quiet about the T-shirts, man. They got some stupid-ass motherfuckers out there that hate you so bad. They don't understand. I'm sponsoring me. I'm trying to promote me, but they won't promote the white man, Tommy Hilfiger, and everybody else. They ain't giving them a dollar on their bike. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's why I said it, man. I seen your video.
I know. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk. You know what I mean? Man, you know how it go, man. People be hating for no damn reason. And usually the ones that's slow. Because see, motherfuckers that's fast, they just like to race. They ain't about all that craziness. Motherfuckers with them lemons, you know, doing 5:30s to the 8, you know, with the biggest mouth. They ain't going nowhere.
Mayo, I just got a message, man, from my email. They're saying, man, tell Mayo, please step up and represent Louisiana, man.
For when?
They just tell you they want to see you race somebody.
Hey, my track record is proven. Tell them you check a person's credit by their past, not by the future. tell them when you go to apply for a loan at a bank, they check your past credit. Not your future.
I don't give a damn what you got going on in the future.
You know, they're talking shit. You tell them when you walk up to Ali tomorrow first, they're going to say, what's up, champ? Because they know what the fuck Ali did when he was knocking motherfuckers out. You tell that motherfucker whoever sent that email to get on the side of me and lock in some chips.
Is anybody going to Rock Island this weekend?
I ain't going to be able to make that.
Oh, I ain't never going to make the Rock Island. I still have to.
I don't know, man. Hold on, guys. We got another caller here. 9316. Your line is open.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Marshall.
Hey, yeah, this is Marshall, man.
That's Marshall from Louisiana.
That's it. I hear one person on here talking about running over, I guess, like the little pit fence around here or whatever.
Oh.
If that's the best credit that someone can give you. Well, shit, this had been waiting for that ass with him.
Uh-oh.
He even had a race set up. Hey, like I told you from there before, when you get your bike and you make some passes and you're doing good, then holler at me. Until then, stop running your mouth, cuz, till you prove yourself with your own bike that you're ready.
Well,
you're wasting a lot of people's time.
I'm sorry about 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I thought you was at no problem when I made that shakedown and I tried to run you and Big Paul from Texas. I pulled out money and gave it to your boy and told him, this is the punk out money. Tell one of them niggas put money in your hand and y'all had put a penny in his hand.
Hey,
You wanted to go off the trailer. I ain't never ran the bike.
We in our leathers at the starting line, dude. On our bike, you pull out money while you're riding on your scooter. I told you.
Yeah, I gave it to him and I went out my bike. Why you couldn't go get your money and give it to him?
I'm
y'all
at the line.
I told you bet good.
I told you bet good, dude.
Well, guess what? After I made that shakedown, I ain't see you up, Paul. Y'all packed up and left.
Because you was working on your bike. That's why. That shit
no,
horrible, dude. How the hell you talking about you made
it? Oh, man, my bike not getting down the track.
I got the video. They posted the video of you on your set down, dude. It's like Hoppy Horse. Come on, man.
I,
Marshall, I caught you in Hattiesburg. Just remember what you said earlier, dog.
You know what you said? You said, man, I ain't running nobody from Louisiana. We in Hattiesburg. What the fuck, what track we at?
Okay, you talking about three years ago. You talking about 3 years ago, right?
Regardless, that's when the bike was on point. You tried to run it when the bike had problems. Don't get no courage when the bike's not running.
Hey, look, over 3 years, I done built a lot of courage, man, okay? My fat ass went over you for the last race. You did not show up with your shit.
Man, you're not in my class, man. I'm telling you. Wait, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to run you for $500.
No, you're right. Didn't we say we was going to lock in $1,000?
Okay. I told before, a thousand.
You told me that the last race and the last race. Like I said, get your shit together, then holler at me. And don't walk in my trailer and ask for Paul.
I said when I get the bike out, we going to dance. And I'm going to run over
everybody. Okay, but why are you on here right now, standing there? Why you on it? Well, I'm going to take these boys' money around here.
That's what I'm going to do. I guarantee you that's what I'm going to do. See, you wishing on a star. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. And, boy, you're going to learn a lesson that day. You're going to learn a lesson. That day is coming.
We don't know when it is, but it is coming. I'm glad to hear that.
Everything is off the trailer with you. Why, you know, NHRA may sit down. They run all the time before they run Sunday.
I'm not scared of you. I'm not worried about you. That's why I'm off the trailer. My shit fresh off the wrenches, and it don't even make a shit. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Not worried, dog.
Can we get a lock-in, man, on this race here? That's all.
Hey, Chris, we had a lock-in for your race, Chris.
No, we had a lock-in.
Two grown men said we're going to run each other.
No, we did not. Two grown men said we're going to run each other. Stop, man. Come on, man. I can post every text that we have.
I bet you on the side that you don't race me. That's what I told you.
And look what happened. Send your money to Chris.
Yeah, I told him, me and you, right? Every race. Chris, me and you and Gilliam, I told him. Show your ass up and race somebody, cuz.
Me and you and Gilliam, I told him, right? Me and you and Gilliam.
As a matter of fact, Big J race coming up before that. I see you on the team.
Me and you and Gilliam, October 4th. I see you right here in Baton Rouge at your hometown. Me and you and Gilliam, October 4th.
Me and you in Baton Rouge, the 27th.
And don't come out there with no 76, 75-inch bike. Come on, man. Another rule. There we go.
Hey, but you keep building mountain climbers.
Why your bike's
gotta
be so damn long?
Why they gotta be so long? God
damn. Yeah.
Oh, we got a length restriction?
No. You told me it don't make a fuck how long your bike is,
because it's me. That's what you told me. Being that I'm 235 suited on top of that, you told me don't worry about it.
So you're 10 pounds heavier than me, but you're 7 inches longer than me. Wow.
Man, my bike's 71 inches. My bike's 71 inches. How the fuck is 71 inches?
Well, you got
that's what it was. Where are you getting 77 inches from, though?
If your bike's 71 inches, we don't discuss no more. You got action.
You said 73 inches.
If your bike's 71 inches, you got action.
Oh, man. This conversation here, dog.
Give your $1,000 to Chris to pump out money.
Are you still honoring our race that we set up on the phone, on our texts? Is it still honored, yes or no?
Man, I was begging you to race. You didn't want to lock it. Now, you told me you don't want to be there.
No, you lying,
exactly
dog.
What you told me, Marshall. You said, I'm going to be there, and I will race it if I'm going to be there, but I might have family. If something comes up with the family, I won't be there. That's what you told me. And I say, well, cool. If you be there.
Everybody listening to your conversation right now. Laughing at you, man, because they know damn well you're lying.
Let me ask you a question, since your bike's so fast, you know, because this is the part that really puzzled me. You wanted to do a three-time shootout at State Capitol, but you didn't want no bikes from out of state to be in it.
Wait, Chris, can you answer this for me? Is this true, Chris?
No, I made an announcement over the intercom, man, about the street.
Okay, Chris, no, me and you talk, Chris. When you talk, did I say something about out-of-town bike, couldn't enter or whatever?
No, I don't remember that now. it was said or something online or something, but no, as far as the conversation,
saying something online, you about that.
Okay, did I, anytime, even online, I say anything about anybody out of state couldn't enter? Did I say anything like that?
I was told that you mentioned that you only want
to. You're right, you did it. You was told. That's where you fucked up at. You was told.
But
I
had to track on it to announce over the intercom, man, about the street tie thing. And
yeah.
We actually had about five, I think, maybe six bikes that wanted to, about five of them was out of town, to be honest. Well, no, I won't say that.
About three of them out of town.
Let me ask you a question. Yep. Let me ask you a question. We're going to put this on there. So you really think your bike in the same class as my bike? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Dwight.
Okay.
Dwight.
You get your Dwight. Huh?
That was simple.
Okay, good.
Only thing for you guys to do now is just race in, man. That'll be a close
right.
chapter right there.
That's what we're going to do. But what I want Marshall to do, I want him to get his buddies together, and y'all get everything together, and let me know what y'all come up with, and we're going to play.
Wait, say it again? That's a lot of words for nothing. What you say?
You and your buddies, all your buddies, I want you to get your crew together,
yes.
And y'all come up with the chips that we're going to play.
Come up with some shit. What you talking about?
Some chip. C-H-I-P-S.
Bro, I agreed to your pot. You came at me with a pot. I agree with it. What are you talking about? It ain't no $500. I agreed to your pot.
No.
What's wrong?
I told you. I'm going to run you for the $1,000, but I'm hoping that your buddies put in some more.
Man, you worried about your own pocket.
You guys,
man,
huh?
Good.
Hold on for 1 second, man. We got some New Orleans line wearing us as well. I shouldn't put them on the spot, but hold on for guys. We got some callers here. Let me open up these lines. 8025.
Yeah, man. What the baby going to do? These dudes that sit here and dig a race so they could talk on the radio all day.
Talk on the radio all day.
That's what it sounds like. No,
yep.
I don't want to lock in, man. Next people.
Say that again. Who don't want to lock in?
Sound like nobody don't want to lock in. Dude asking to lock in.
No, keep on avoiding questions. Race locked in for $1,000. I'm trying to get more chips. I'm trying to get things to get bigger.
Are y'all going to race and get them
on the fold.
Hey, we supposed to race for Chris race. That shit didn't happen, like I said.
My bike is in the shop. I can't make my bike come out the shop early for you, but...
Good point. Now, your shit locked in, what fucking sense that make for me to take your money and you ain't even got a goddamn bike, man? Come on.
Hey, yes,
I'm
get
at
him.
The track, though.
Get
did
him.
I show
I
up like I told y'all was? The 27 all day long. I tell
get
you 27 coming forward for us, huh? Oh, wait, your bike
okay.
not going to be ready for the 27?
No,
is that
no,
what
no,
it is?
I'm not going to be here.
Okay, which
is? I told
Dale,
the phone.
I see you when I see you again.
I
want to ask
you
about
something else, man.
All right, that's the end of the phone. We got another caller here, too. Hold on, guys. 670-6270, your line is open. That conversation might be better.
Let's talk about Alex Belly. Why
yeah, that's what we're going to start doing. If y'all can't come together or something, we're going to start cutting y'all off now.
Y'all get on the phone and talk about all kind of other simple shit. About racing, and race never happened. So how could y'all say that?
Man, y'all stay right across the street from each other, and y'all ain't raised yet.
Man, we 3 hours apart.
What the baby going to do?
But y'all keep giving two different dates, man.
Man, we had a date already. We did meet.
Hey, the 4th and the 27th, 7 days away.
When I didn't have no issues with my goddamn bike, I was in North Carolina, I was everywhere racing. I was everywhere racing. Where Marshall raced at? Who he raced? Say somebody you raced. You can't beat nobody that I don't race. Nobody.
You can't beat one bike. Move on, Mel. Turn the page, cuz. I'm good. Turn your page.
Okay, that's the end of that one. Next.
Look, we got another, I think, 6270, man. Your line is open.
Man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know, right? Give me another low point.
Hey, I want to know that track shut down in Georgia for real, or that's a bunch of
nah,
stuff?
Nah, it
might be
yeah.
Some
other
shakedown or something.
What track?
They got to be shut down this weekend, I think.
It's still open. The lady that co-owned it, they took her out of jail because she's $90,000 in the hole on her tax.
They still good for their calendar year, but it's just her.
Yeah.
Man, you didn't know? The feds just like tomorrow, man. Dead man don't pay no bills. They close the track, they can't get their money. Leave
bro,
her
and
up and
new thing,
the event,
new thing,
and she ain't going to get paid.
You can't avoid goddamn death. You damn sure can't avoid the IRS.
Hell no.
Jeez. Them bitches come to get there.
But there ain't nothing but $9,000. How she can't pay $9,000 on a track like that?
It's a thing called greed, bro.
It's called put in your pocket. Shit.
It's called greed. It's called greed.
No.
No,
what it's called is crack. That was
called crack. She kept that shit out of Michael Corley's purse.
Damn near every big track in Georgia for sale. Twig for sale. Bad doctors, they don't pay their shit. And rental for sale.
Them Georgia boys need to tighten up and just buy one.
But if I hit this goddamn 90 million, I may buy all of them. Shit.
Damn it,
man. Gee, you get that doctor for 90,000. That's all the government wants. Yeah.
Hey, man,
they gonna get that doctor for no matter what. They want the tax to pay. That is what a track.
Yeah.
You pay 90,000,
you just pay the back tax. Look, I got a message just came in, too, saying that the White Ghost said he want to run any street tie on the 25th up in Memphis. So I just wanted to relate that message.
Nigga,
on,
nigga.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Yeah, they're right to put it out there.
Come on, man. Oh, bike.
Hello.
Rat piss no cut.
How you doing?
Hello.
All right.
Come on, man. Oh, bike. You was talking. You talked all that noise. Bike, man.
Who that is saying, man? Oh, bike.
That's Pee Wee.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Well, guess what? Pee Wee already know. I raced the white folks twice. And it just may be a third one on the 25th. So watch your tongue,
man. Mel,
you sound
like Custom Cut, always talking in the past.
No, he can't say
that's all right.
But
you gotta have done something in the past to be able to say something about the past.
Chris,
now I'm ready. I'm ready, motherfucker.
Make that announcement again for Mel so he can hear it. Make that announcement. He gotta listen. Make that announcement again.
You know about the white ghost?
Yeah, look at him. White ghost again.
But he was calling on any street tie bike on the 25th up in Memphis.
Okay, Leo, do you have a street tie bike?
Of course I got a street tie bike. Who's
okay,
this?
Okay, now, do you
who's
want
this?
To accept the challenge? Never guess 3 years ago. Don't worry about 3 years ago. We're talking about...
Hey, first of all, we're talking about the last time I ran the right
October
2012. We ain't made October 2014 yet. First of all, second of all, I ain't the only bike for the street tie, but I will be there, and me and Big Ghost, me and Big Ray probably tie up. Believe that. But you see, you know, it's funny. Y'all say that to be saying fans, but everybody wants some of it.
No, we just want to, he said anybody. That's whoever talks. That's it.
Like I told Marshall, he can't beat one bike that I ever raced. Not one. But he talking, he's popping his mouth, popping his gum.
What do it matter if I beat one bike that you raced? Right. I'm quite sure Marshall going to run you. I'm quite sure he going to run you.
Good. I can't wait.
I'm quite sure Marshall is going to try your head.
Like I told Conrad earlier, I'm hungry. Let me eat some crumbs first.
Before I go back up, let me eat some crumbs first. Because soon as the motherfucker raped somebody, then everybody go back up on.
Oh, who is this?
I don't mess around and choke on them crumbs, now.
I ain't gonna choke on them crumbs. I'm gonna make my pockets nice on them crumbs. Them crumbs add up. Them crumbs add up. I'm gonna take them too. I'm gonna take them.
Boy, like the cow and took a shit in the woods. The bear a shit in the woods and nigga stepped in it. Goddamn.
One thing about that cow, that motherfucker will hold his own. Time will tell that. You can believe that.
Oh,
time will tell.
Hey, Mike.
No.
Yo, that little bad girl doing over there, man. In the background.
What the fuck you think she's doing?
Walking on a table like she always do to fall her ass off.
Hey, ma'am. Yo.
You said you wanted some chips. You can get some chips now.
I'm gonna get chips. Believe me, I ain't turning down no races.
You can get the whole poker table if you want.
Well, I already know. I know y'all got some tight pockets back in that bike. So we gonna play. We gonna play. I already know. You know, but again, I gotta represent Louisiana because ain't no other street side. Like they gonna bump in their own fence. When they in their own yard, they gonna bump. Leave outside that motherfucking yard. Your son of a bitch is saying nothing.
Oh, mail. There's mail out there.
I don't know.
Man, hold on, guys. We got another caller here. 5077.
Oh, Chris, I don't know how.
Your line is
open. You can let me out. You can let me out, Chris. I ain't try to hit one if I did.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, indeed.
That's your room number. You're going to go elevator just behind that pole to the third floor, left off the elevator, or right hand to down the hall.
Thanks.
We do a pole hot continental
breakfast.
Thank you. Is that a little down the drive with street side coming to Bamble?
Oh, yeah. I'll be in Memphis, but you know, ain't nobody else trying to represent Louisiana. They only talk when they in their own yard.
No. I said, is they gonna come to Alabama?
Oh, I don't know about that. I won't make that.
I'll be over there, Antoine. Oh, yeah. I'm sure a few street side guys will come over there.
You see what I'm saying, Chris? That's not the point that I'm trying to make. Now, Big Red sent the message. He just put it out of town to end a street style fight in Memphis. And guess what? The Beast is the only one that's going to step up and dance with the big ghost. The rest of them that's balking in their own yard ain't saying shit. But yet they said they got fast street style fights. That's the point.
To say a matter of opinion, just outside looking in, and Eugene still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Gene, correct me if I'm wrong. Red probably sent that towards you because you're the only one talking.
No, hold up. Red got my phone number. Red called me direct. We already been talked about this next race between me and him. You understand what I'm saying? So outside looking in, like you said, that's where you at. Because Big Red called me direct. For every race.
I know, but if I want to get in, you know,
I'm
235. I usually kick fucking doors in if I want to get in.
You said you might be on the outside looking in. I think you would. The Big Red called. I talked to Big Red 2 weeks ago about racing him again. So that's
okay.
Old because the two owners already know.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed this 2 weeks ago on the phone, me and Big Ray, about running again.
All right. What the fucking do, man? Damn.
Well, then, you know, stop fucking talking shit if you don't know about it.
Talk your brain. Hey, look, all right. Hold up. This jail wheel. Now, you still talking?
Huh?
This jail wheel. Now, you still getting started?
Hey, bro, how the weather down
what
there?
This
day,
man, I'm still getting sad.
Hey, it's looking good.
Stand down. Dwight.
What?
Don't worry, man. Y'all be quiet with this shit, man. Hey, how the weather down there?
Hey, Chris.
How's the weather in Louisiana, man?
It's that fun. I'm going to let you lose down for a habit.
Do what now?
Man.
I said, it's been fun. I'm going to let these little guys fall ahead, and I'm going to get off.
No, Eugene, right, don't go. You do that, Eugene.
No, that's not Eugene.
Hey,
that's Antonio.
All right. Jay Will.
Hey, Dwight.
Call me, Marshall.
Dwight.
Hey, Jay Will, can you have Big Red call me so we can talk? We can say we talk, too?
Oh, God.
I just want to say, hey, Eugene,
man,
Eugene,
go
after,
get
after this show,
bike.
Eugene,
go get you a
call me,
bike.
If you don't mind. Eugene,
go,
call
go
me.
Go get you a fast bike and come back and talk.
I'm actually working on bikes right now. So I listen, then I pick up the phone. That's why I'm not saying that. But Eugene, call me after the show so we can talk about bikes again. You know?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Next Wednesday, I'm going to say, man, me and Eugene talked last week, so. What the fuck that mean? Come on, man.
That sound like Marjorie.
Man, you done lost me. I don't even understand that sarcasm that she was trying to throw out there. But I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's what?
Yo, what's happening?
That was Jay Will messing with you, man.
Oh. I
didn't
know that was Jay Will messing with me.
Yeah, you just messing with me. That's why I'm telling you to stand down, bro. Don't worry about it. You messing with me.
I ain't know, but everybody know that I ran the goal twice already. The original pro rider. I'm an underdog, but guess what? I'm going to get in that water again. We can play in Memphis. I'm just saying, motherfuckers talk a lot of shit. They hating on the beef. I'm trying to represent Louisiana, and they hating because the fight's been down for a minute. Well, guess what? It ain't going to be down no more. So put your money where you want to put it at, but I'm covering all that. We're going to play it like that.
But who hating on you, dude?
I don't know.
Who's hating on you? Not you.
I'm just feeling sad that people from
Louisiana
are trying to,
okay,
trying to
well,
call
look,
me out.
Antoine came on Facebook. And he went at my little nigga like that. He went at Malcolm like that. Like you know, like y'all were talking about what Malcolm and all the cool be hating on you. I'm like, what the fuck?
No. I'm talking about the people that's trying to call me out when my bike's not working. That's what gets under my skin. That's why I'm trying to
Mayo,
make it right.
Have you been racing long enough? Hey, you been racing long enough? The whole world, they ain't got too many stand-up motherfuckers in this game. I only know a handful that ain't going to kick you while you're down.
Right. And see, that's how I felt.
So that's just the way it is.
Right. That's how I felt. They trying to kick me while I'm down. Everybody won't race, but when I was up, ain't nobody was talking about racing me. You know what I mean? Except the fast bikes out there. And I take my hat off to Big Red and the rest of them. They're going to race regardless. But they ain't going, hey, bro, you want to try something? They see I'm making a shakedown and the bike not working. But, yeah, they going to ask me, do I want to try something? Come on, man. Get out of here. Cool. You know? So you're right, though. Everybody will kick you when you're down. But I tell you what, they're going to lose that goddamn.
But who on here running their mouth, though? Who running their mouth?
Hey, Marshall.
Yo, go ahead.
There's something else that's got to go on, bro. When you're in Dwight, when you're in Dwight race, if Dwight beats you, you got to wear one of the shirts, too.
I got a what?
I don't even want to race. Yeah, because Paul won one too.
That's right.
Hey,
make them all wear that shirt.
Hey, only if you sign the front and the back.
Oh, you don't sign it. Believe that.
Hey, I don't sign it.
I'm a science. Don't worry about that. You, hey, Marshall, that's going to be in our pot. That's going to be hand shook in our pot. If you lose, you got to wear one of the shirts.
Hey, Mayo, I buy one from you before we race.
All right.
Hey,
good deal. Good
all right.
deal.
All right. All right. You know we cool. It's all about racing. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's personal. It's about racing. But a lot of people, like J. Will said, trying to cheat me while I was down. And he was right. You know, but I ain't tripping. I know one thing.
There we go.
I can't wait.
That's not hating, though, dog. That's not hating. Hating is when they mess with you about your shirt because you got it like that. That's hating.
There we
if someone
go.
Trying to
right,
race
we
you,
go.
Ain't no hating,
right,
dog.
Right. All right. Well, look what I just did, boy. I didn't see you do down and talk like grown men. Now, all I got to do is set kids up and shine down together so they can talk.
The mediator.
So what you say? You ready to start a kind of something? Yeah. If I get Bill and Marshall sit down and talk and eat
the
box.
I'm cool, man. I'm
good.
Cool, man. I like the race. And then, you know, my bike ain't... You know, I just, you know, it pains me to watch everybody race at Chris Race, and I wasn't there. So I was sick out there, but it's all good.
Hey,
I ain't going to be sick for
hey,
long.
Hey, Marshall. Is Marshall still on here?
Yeah, he on it.
Marshall. Chris Marshall still on?
He probably put the phone in now, Gene.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he turned right to his head.
All right, look, we got Mike line back open.
Man, Chris, y'all phone ain't cut off? Man, my phone did all kind of crazy shit. And then touched me right back in.
Hey, I think something wrong with
your
phone.
Hey, Mike, you got to pull that string tight on that can, man.
You ain't talking about me. I need to go get another one. Shit. But anyway, I heard somebody talking about kicking somebody when they down. I'm going to kick me up some if I got him now, up, wherever I can kick him ass, or kick him in the for that. Fuck this. My grandpa told me, you got a man now, kick him in the ass. As long as you got him on the ground, you kick him in the ass. I'll kick him in the ass till my kneecap gets on fire.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, y'all boys,
hey,
y'all boys got it going. I'm on this radio tonight. Let me tell y'all
it's,
boys.
It's all good. Hey, Mike.
It's good.
Hey, Mike, you say your phone was tripping out, right?
Man, my phone went, all that old crazy shit. Oh, I got to get
this. Let me tell y'all, y'all know what's going on. See, it's not your phone, Mike. See, Chris don't tell nobody, but Chris is really outside in the car on their board because he can't go inside. Chris live with four women, man. Chris got four girlfriends.
Come on, that's what's wrong.
Chris got four girlfriends over there in Mississippi, man. He go outside and help with that shit. You don't be inside, you're outside the car,
asking. But that's why my phone was acting up just then.
Yeah. No. Chris living four women over there, man. Chris
got to
get
my phone. I'm on the phone. I'm hearing all kind of, like, tires running and squeaking. And well, I got to charge the phone left back in. I'm like, what the hell?
Hey, Chris,
that's
the
police.
Right
that's the police, right?
Shit, I know
Chris
what I'm going
right
to do
now,
tomorrow.
Chris.
I know what I'm going
Chris
to do
well.
Tomorrow.
Ask Chris where you at, Mike. He in the car. Ask him.
Chris, you outside?
No, man. I'm trying to get this race locked on here, man, where we can see this freestyle battle.
Man, that race don't happen. Marsha and Dwight, yeah, that race don't happen. You weren't standing out there when them boys was at that race they had at home. Oh, they were getting rid of boy. Both of them motorcycles went down the boy. It was going to be some kind of action out there. What can I tell you?
You want to know.
But we had a little malfunction out there on the racetrack, so that's what they had a little malfunction, so they didn't get it off. But them boys are going to lock heads. That's what I'm trying to find out. I was saying, were they going to run on the 4 or the 27? That's when my phone got dagging up.
The 4, I want to plan it for the 4.
You want to plan it for the 4th? You want to dance on the
4th? Yeah, because I ain't went pick up my bike yet. I know the 4th is a good way in the way. I don't want to say it is, and then, you know what I'm saying? So the 4th is good enough for me.
Mm-hmm. When you dance, you're going to have on some glass slippers or some steel toes?
I'm going to have on some steel toes, nigga. Some steel goddamn toes. Believe that.
You better put
You better put something on, because Marshall said he going to try to blow your nose loose.
I ain't mad at him. He better do what he got to do. That's all I know.
Marshall said he going to represent Louisiana.
Hey, Mike, you know, the 337 and the 225. Mike, I'm going to put one in Stiletto's if his ass is going to happen. Uh-oh. Hey, Mike, what did he say? He asked me, was you going to wear his shirt? Tell him you're going to cut his goddamn sleeves off. Show him something. Hey, wait a minute now. Cut his sleeves off. Cut his sleeves off. Thought you were walking, put his sleeves on. Hey, Mike, like Matt had boy, Stanley Russell. It was a rusty knife.
Let me stop being this. I ain't saying nothing else. I ain't saying.
Hey, Mike, you're nice as hell. Mike, you messing, man.
I just got a text message a minute ago, so I'm going to give y'all the good. I don't know. It might be good news or bad news, but I'm going to give y'all the good news. Well, the bad news. We're
going to
shut down the Rays business. Katrina going up for sale for $22.5 million. Anybody want to make an offer, just give us a yell.
Man, that motherfucker don't go so fast.
Serious inquiries only. I know y'all think I'm joking, but I'm dead serious. Hey, I know you ain't joking. I talked to him for about 2 hours yesterday.
$22.5 million.
God damn. That's cheap.
I know.
Yeah, that's a damn good price.
That's cheap. You won't be able to build one to go that fast for this.
I don't know.
Anybody want to inbox your serious inquiries only, just give us a yell. Holler at me or holler at Steve. Thanks.
No, we're going to do this. Stop. But, goddamn, that motherfucking radio got quiet. Boy, these motherfuckers checking their
taxes
and shit left and right
right now. Hold up, Mike. Hey, Dwight.
Huh? Yo.
Dwight, we need to get that money.
Hey,
I'm hungry, Mike. I'm hungry now. I am hungry.
Marshall.
You trying to send?
Hey, Marshall
won't hear that shit.
Marshall.
Yo, go ahead. I'm in
the
car.
Look, if Dwight, if y'all race on the fourth, if Dwight beats you, this is what going to do. You got to come on 25th to Memphis. Dwight want to take you somewhere where we went last time. To show you some fun. To have a little fun. Have a little fun in Memphis where we went last time.
Marshall ain't going to want to leave if I take him there.
If it's where I'm thinking y'all talking about, I'm going regardless. I come before the racing and after racing. As a matter of fact, I'm following Mike. Wherever Mike go, I'm following Mike.
You got to do it. Mike can't take it. Dwight got to take it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to let Dwight take it. Now when I come in there, it's gonna be some furniture moving around when I come up in there.
I don't know. Big money mill, boy. It'll be big money mill.
I ain't got a lot, I got a little.
Hey, we had a ball.
But I can run long distance though.
We had a ball in that last time. Yeah, I got right in the middle now. He in the middle.
Hey, Mike, he be in the middle for the night. That's Farrakhan tonight.
Huh?
He be in the middle for the night.
He's Malcolm in the middle.
The mediator.
Ah, damn. Come on, little girl. Let me go drop you off to your mammy. To your mammy. Say, mammy. Mammy.
Yes, boy, this drag racing game finna get twisted. Now, boy, that Pee Wee and Steve.
Man, Marshall ain't ready to go out there, man. Marshall not ready to go out there, Mill. Marshall gonna want to move to Memphis if he goes there.
What'd you say,
man?
I bet
Pee Wee and Steve phone blowing up. I bet a motherfucker can't even get through to that son of a bitch. Oh, God damn.
Man, I'm about to throw up.
I'm about to throw up.
You know when I got that message, you know I'm sick.
Tell him, I know he's just frustrated right now. Tell him.
Tell him I need to call him and talk to him. Tell him I called and talked to him, and I guarantee
you. And he also sent me a text message said he got two autos to go with it.
Hey, Eugene, I just text my wife, like, you need to call me.
I told you, see that, look, everybody trying to get that money. Start signing them checks.
You want me to call you all?
I got that in my little stock wheelbase, Mike.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Eugene coming with the street class. I think he's coming to play over there. Hey, I know somebody needs a trailer too.
In the house.
She's selling a trailer too. Yep, 28-footer, 5800. With the TV screen and everything.
No, take that TV out. My TV went out in the living room. I need it. Well, I'm going to Ruben this weekend. We're going fishing. We say fuck it. We were going to put it on the wall, but we're going fishing now. Fuck it. Now, Pee-wee, y'all want to go fishing? Rico told us to go golfing, so we're going to take him on a fishing trip. Ain't that one of y'all boys over there
going to
gamble with fishing, huh?
Hey, just hold on, Mike. We all about to go on that fishing trip. You know, we talked about that when we was in Georgia last time. We all going.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're going to go on that fishing trip.
The loser got to get out the boat and swim all the way back to the land.
we think about charter. We think about just all just get together and charter us one and just go out.
Well, that's cool. We sticking bet on that.
That way we can get drunk and then got to worry about driving back.
Goddamn loser might have got to get his ass on the boat and walk the water.
Eugene, get it back. Eugene.
Yeah, all right. I'm out.
You got that text?
Hold on, let me look at it. I heard the phone go off.
Who got that phone? Keep that going.
Somebody's on speakerphone, okay?
I'm on a headset.
Man, when Kiwi said that, the fuck his whole telephone up.
You're a liar.
Hey, nobody said shit since. Everybody called me.
Boy, nigga, fly like hell. Hey, Marvin. Hey, Marvin. What up? When you let me put that KW across that free line you got, man?
Uh-oh.
What'd you say? When you
Uh-oh,
let me put that KW across that free line I asked you got. Yeah, man. I'm always out here. I'm out here now. I'm always out here. Where you going to leave Pensacola? You going to Montgomery? I don't know. I'll definitely let you know she is. Call Chris tomorrow. Chris can catch me. I'll put it on you on 65 tomorrow,
that's
buddy.
The baby. That's the baby bigger than
well,
you.
See, when I leave
Pensacola,
yeah.
Marvin, don't mess with that crazy motherfucker. Both your ass go to jail in Alabama.
Yeah. We good on 65. Marvin, little 65 wide open. I ain't got to do 85. You on 65,
babe.
We can do something.
Babe. Kiss babe. Don't bite her nose, though.
Man, you don't let me see both your ass on the side of the road. Cavity search.
Yeah, you're right, man. I don't want to see you on Facebook, man. 218 with a race and something going down the road and cops trailing behind them and a couple flying over.
Hey, it's definitely going to be helicopters because I'm going to do triple digits anyway.
And then, first thing they say, man, we started talking about it on Bruce Talk.
It'll make for a good show.
All right, fellas, I'm going to holler at y'all later. Ain't nothing else for me to talk about now, so I'll check with y'all later. I'm going
Man, that my fucking roast.
Take your ass and go drink some of that brown ass liquor in here.
I'm sure you know. I don't want to drink tonight, right now, Mike. I need to drink when I'm thinking, but I don't want to drink right now because I might overdo it or not.
I'm about to go take me one because that news I just heard I just made me want to drink.
You're
got me up
here. I'm over here rubbing my head like, boy, this is.
All I like is as bad as I hate it.
Everybody is shot depressed like a motherfucker.
Yeah, you think y'all depressed? Well, you think I feel?
Yeah,
I got to see this every day.
You shut the whole radio station down just then because ain't nobody said jack shit after that. This motherfucker's been like, I'm a little land like on race day tomorrow.
Man, I can't. You know, that's my boy. That's my boy too thick and thin, but all I can say is one real man just really got out the game now.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
It's
I bet you got some jokers jumping up and down, though.
Oh, I'm sure. But y'all, we'll be back. We'll still be chatting with y'all. Y'all just holler at y'all. Marvel, we're going to do something, though.
Oh, man, what? Now, when y'all do that fishing trip, let me know.
Okay.
I'm all
right. I'm going to holler at y'all. Let me kick this little badass girl on to a minute.
Chris, holler at me, baby. We'll talk.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, guys, I guess, man, I don't really have too much more to say. I don't know about you all, but I guess we'll go on and call it a night then. If something pop up that's important, man, I may call this special meeting on Friday if I need to reach out to you. So be on standby. We may do another show like we've done last 3 weeks ago. So with that being said, guys, I guess we will pick back up next Wednesday. Either, like I said, some late breaking news happened, I'm calling a special thing on Friday.
All right.
So with that being said, I guess we'll holler at you next week. All right, man. Take it easy.
Don't call me.
All right, Chris.
All right,
man. Later. Y'all be cool. All right.